Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Station. It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hello, my good friends. I have returned.
Threw me off there. Hello, my good friends.
I'm back.
Easy there, Jim Nance.
I'm Batman.
You don't sound like you're dead, so that's good.
I kind of feel it, but I'm all right. We're here. We're ready to rumble.
Good, because I don't want to host anymore. Weird. I hadn't done it for like 3 months.
You can say you missed me. It's okay.
I don't know if I missed you. I just missed you doing the thing that you do. It's like, I got to toss to myself here. What's going on?
Are you admitting you don't like to work hard? Is that what this is?
It's not work hard. It's just this sounds so dumb, and only people who've done our job will understand this.
Oh, you pull back the curtain here for a moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
We have roles.
I know where you're going.
We have roles. Yep. And when you get out of your role, it's just weird.
Yeah,
super weird.
I have learned this over the years, working at this fine station, Portland Sports Leader. I've had many opportunities to host shows with pretty much everybody in the building, and I learned very, very quickly that chair over there, not good for me.
It's a different chair.
Someone's like, hey, can you actually break down this? And I'm like, absolutely not. No, I just, does Jim Nance know more about football than Tony Romo? Probably not. Even though Tony Romo's like a goof, and like the good-looking jock who's kind of an idiot sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Jim,
see what they're
going to
do here, Jim, is, and you're like.
I am no Tony Romo. I am no Jim Nance either, but I think it's funny. Like, I don't know if you thought about this growing up watching sports. Like, who were your favorite people on TV growing up? Whether you're watching football,
John Madden, Pat Summerall, there is no better duo in the history of sports.
But were you like a John Madden guy?
I was a John Madden guy through and through.
Yeah, see, because I grew up, I'm a big Al Michaels guy. Mm-hmm. I love Marv Albert, Jim Nance for life.
Snapper, love Snapper.
Pat Summerall.
Yeah, I was going to say Steve Snapper Jones from both.
Play-by-play or analyst.
Well, yes, but yeah. Blazers or,
oh, yeah.
National,
or National
NBC.
Yeah.
Mike Tirico. See, I always loved the ones. Mm-hmm. I like the guys in the one chair.
Yeah.
The guys in the two chair, I'm like, I'm not smart enough for this.
For years.
You should see, Rob and I did a show once, mm-hmm, where I was like, I'll be the one. He was like, awesome, I'll sit here and do nothing. And we both couldn't help but be the one the entire time. And it was a battle, yeah.
When we were at NBC, the number of times I pushed for them to let me use the Mondo pad. Russ, do you remember the Mondo pad?
I do not know what that is.
Oh, I hated the Mondo.
It's just a giant telestrator.
Or a giant tablet, basically.
Touch screen. You can do all these.
What's his name? Steve Kornacki?
Yeah. I wanted them to let me wheel that thing in there and get up there and diagram. And they're like, well, we don't want to be able to do that with the show. And I was at K2 last night, and they were like, night before last. And they're like, yeah, we're over here on the Mondo pad. I'm like, we have a Mondo pad? The Mondo pad? Like, you want to let me live out my dream right now? I want to John Madden this thing and be like, you got to go here, and then you got to go go here, and then boom, it's gone. Like, I want to do that so bad.
Yeah,
so bad in my career.
All the different hosts that were on Monday Night Football throughout the year.
See,
throughout the years, like, I never care, because once Al got the spot,
yeah,
then I was like, I'm good with this. I don't care if it's Dennis Miller.
I was gonna say,
or Kornheiser.
I'm
or
probably one of the few.
Deerdorf.
I love
Griffin.
I loved Dennis Miller.
Well, yeah, I like the idea. I loved the idea. I don't know if the execution was great. I like the idea of getting somebody sports adjacent, somebody that loves sports but doesn't do that for a living. I mean, hell, that might be why I'm here right now. Because that kind of just brings a different aspect. Because sometimes, you know, like, I'll listen to Mark Schlereth on a call and he's like breaking down the offensive line. I'm like, man, I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. Like, I don't know how feet move for a 350-pound man who's 6'4 and runs a faster 40 than I do.
Yeah.
I can't break down his hand techniques and his feet techniques. But Jim Nance is like, you know, this is a big play here, Tony.
Yeah.
And you're like, I agree with that.
Yeah. There you go.
I know it. I'm Leonardo DiCaprio in the meme. Ooh.
Yeah. Finger, like, that was weird. Like, yesterday.
Or Captain America. I understood that reference.
I went because I knew it was going to be solo. I was like, you know what? I've had the notebook cooking here for 4 days or 4 games. Let's empty the notebook. Empty the trends that I've been watching, because it was going to give me a chance to monopolize the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, this, you're going to, I went full Adam Sandler, The Wedding Singer. I have this microphone and you will listen to every single word I have to say.
One more outburst from you and I will strangle you with my microphone wire.
It's such a great
line. It is good to slide over though and mix it up, because it gets you better at stuff.
Oh yeah. Know? No, I mean, when Dusty and I, you know, we split duties.
That's right. You did the dirt and sprague thing.
Yeah. And that was, you know, it took me a little while to get used to it. And then I just got used to it. And it took me a second, and I still was stuck in my habits. If you were listening yesterday, you heard me say Danny and Dusty on 10 to the Fan at least 3 different times, because I'm an idiot. And I had to pause before I threw to every single break. And it was just like,
it's a different part of the brain, that's for sure.
No, the muscle memory just took over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. That's not right.
It's a really weird thing, too, when you talk about this business to other people outside of it. They think, I think on the surface, and maybe it's because of the numbers we have assigned to them, that it's like, ooh, the one chair must be the sexy job. And it's like, absolutely not. The two chair is life. You just have to be good at it.
You just have to,
because you can kind of, yeah, in the two chair, lots of times you're just waiting to be tossed, and then you get to just go.
I get to go on my rants.
Yeah. About how much you hate Justin Herbert and Dante Moore.
Yeah, and Shane Sharp.
Who else do you hate?
I think that's it right now.
I should start a new list behind me on the whiteboard of everybody that Danny hates.
Yes, the people that everybody think that I hate with a fiery passion. Of a
think or actually?
Come on now. Come on now.
I left my tinfoil hat at home.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. So it's like, that's the frustrating thing. I was like, I got to deal with one Coug here, and then I got to deal with another Coug over there at K2. It's like, I just can't get away from
it. Dude, nobody has ever met a bad Coug.
That's
and
true.
If they're a bad Coug, they're a bad human to begin with.
And the greatest Coug of all, Brooke Olsendam.
Yeah, what do we care?
See?
I believe I've never met Brooke.
How have you never met B.O.?
I think just throughout the times. You
that's
know,
crazy.
I've passed her by here in the station, because I know she's been in a couple times over the last decade. But I believe she is second cousins, maybe one of those removed things with my stepbrothers.
Oh, okay.
I think is what I was told.
Okay.
But in the end, aren't we all related to each other anyway?
But it makes you feel any better. I treat Joe the exact same way that I treat you. Like crap.
Oh, poor guy. Poor guy. Should ask him if he wants to go to Corvallis with me this weekend.
No, it would require him breaking his schedule.
Breaking his schedule. That There's no game on Saturday.
That dude is so regimented. No. I'm talking about he's...
Like his routine is his routine?
His routine is his routine. Like doing games alone. Like that man goes to bed at like 9 o'clock at night. He's one of those.
How old is he?
40.
What year did you graduate from Wazoo?
I guess you guys probably would have been there at the
we
same time.
We probably were there at the same time.
Yeah, you guys were. Hmm. You guys were 100% there at the same time.
Hmm. I've never met Joe.
Yeah. It's another
one. You have to sit in a room with Joe.
You, Joe, and Brooke have a little Coug off.
I'm cool with that. That sounds like a good party.
I'll throw in some Cougar Gold and some...
Whoa. I have the aged Cougar Gold.
Oh, all right, okay.
I will bring that. Okay. Nobody's going to upstage this guy.
Who's bringing the Bush Light and the Fireball?
I will also bring those as well. My buddy and I were talking on the phone yesterday because we're going down. We were like, what are we going to
do? All three of those things are in the ice chest, right?
Yeah, we were like, what are we going to do? It's like, well, I don't think we need to bring any sleeping supplies because our buddy's hosting us at his place in Corvallis. And I was like, you know, well, we can just like go down there and pick up some beer. He was like, well, just grab a cooler, dude. We'll have a cooler full on the way down.
Yeah.
And we decided to leave at 8:30 in the morning.
There you
so
go.
I was like, when road sodies? Mm. When do those happen?
Only if you're sitting in the back.
Well, I was really stoked because I asked him, what time do you want to leave? And he was like, I go, we could leave at like 8:30 and just get down there early and get going. Or we could leave at noon, sleep in, game's not till 5. And he goes, you know, I think it would be a good idea. And I was like, oh, God, please say it. He goes, to leave at like 8:30. I'm trying to rage. And I was like, we're going,
let's
baby.
Go.
We're going. We're going. Somebody eat some sloppy breakfast at some point on
there
Saturday.
You go.
My new jacket showed up yesterday.
Oh, the
or 2 days yeah. ago. My Columbia Omnitech Wazoo jacket. Man, I'm so stoked. I am so stoked.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, tomorrow's Halloween.
Yeah, I have to. I have about an hour and a half of free time between now and tomorrow. Ooh. And I have to decide what I'm going to be and where I'm going to get what I need to be that thing for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough out here.
We finally.
I have yet to see. I don't think there's a Spirit Halloween near me. So I can't even, like, I don't even have like a. Like a
there's got to be one on the way home, bro. You drive an hour and a half.
And yet.
There's got to be one in Tualatin or Tannisborn.
Well, there was one in Wilsonville the last couple of years, which is I drove past it this morning. I was like, crap, that's not there this year. So
I'm sure,
I got to find something.
I'm sure there's one in Milwaukee right off the highway there. Oh, that might be the new seasons now.
See, that's what I mean, man. Stuff's coming back a little bit here or there, or something else is like recently out of business and, you know, they couldn't get the lease in time for the month that they're there. And so I just got to find something. The cheap one was like, if I have to, I'll go to Ace Hardware and buy a roll of caution tape and just be a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the cheap one.
Yeah.
Could go lumberjack, go, you know, a little flannel, some suspenders. Give me a reason to carry an axe in here.
Costume kit. You cannot have an axe in here.
Why not?
I am going to kibosh that. I will talk to HR Jordan Schultz and he will kibosh that.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Bob.
Should Schultz be HR?
No. There's nobody currently employed by this company who is remotely qualified nor capable of being HR.
Oh, I'd throw Jason Swigart in that.
I wouldn't.
I would listen to Daddy Swag if he told me what to do.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, do you trust him?
Yeah.
I don't.
Nobody works harder here than him.
I love him.
Yeah.
I don't trust him like
that. Well, I trust him. Mm-mm. Maybe you need a better relationship with him.
Well, fine. Well, he got mad at me because I didn't send him an email. And I was like, I did send it to you. And it got stuck in my outbox because the Blazers Wi-Fi sucks.
That sounds like a you thing.
I even got, have you ever had one of those where you get the whoosh sound when you send your email from your phone?
Yeah.
But it sits in the outbox?
Well, I don't because there's no sound on my phone ever.
I had clicked the sound on.
I live in vibrate mode.
Well, I had clicked the sound on to make sure everything, the recording was working.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked everything on because I was like, okay, let's make sure when I click the file, it works. Da-da-da-da. Clicked everything on, turned the volume up. And so when I was like, all right, we're good. Boop. Funny enough, that was the last bit of Chauncey Billups audio. It never went out.
Yeah, not gonna work here anymore.
Yup, was tough.
Well, it's a Thursday without FBI, so that's a plus.
Yeah, no, November 24th, that's when we can revisit that.
Oh, right.
It's not that far away.
We finished up the conversation last night about what we're going to do for Halloween for all three of the kids. Like trick-or-treating, some want to be with their friends and not be in our neighborhood, but I'm not allowed to be within a block radius of one of my kids.
Of your school.
No, I'm clean on that. So we figured that out. I think there's a good chance this is my last year with all three kids trick-or-treating. I got a 13-year-old, and I think she's starting to age out a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. It's like, yeah.
Ooh, she told me that there's a dance coming up at school on a Friday after school.
Oh.
So it's like a true dance.
There you go.
So I told her, I was like, whoa, is a boy going to ask you? And she goes, why? And I go, boys ask you to dance. She goes, really? And I go, yeah. You know what you should do? Start telling your girls to start spread the rumor of, aren't boys supposed to ask us to this dance? And then eventually it'll get back to the boys and they'll go, oh no, we got to ask a girl to a dance?
Dun, 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 dun.
So I'm like, okay, all up in that middle school up in Vancouver, I am secretly pulling the strings
there you go.
For this dance.
And this is why you're not allowed near schools. Full circle.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do got a show for you today. We are back in action, full swing. A lot to get to. Some college football nuggets. The quarterback nobody is talking about in college football. I came across this yesterday in my drug-induced coma. That'll be fun. The Iowa DC poking the bear. Some NFL stuff. The return of the king tonight. But we'll start with the 49 free throw attempts as the Blazers take down the Jazz last night in Utah. We'll stick here with some Blazers. 105-1 the fan.
Happy birthday, Tiff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
.1016 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We are live, back in action from the historic Fremont Bridge, 503-864-6326. Also, the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1051. The fan, hang out with us today. Lets you interact with us throughout the entire show. Wasn't every Sherry's restaurant converted to a Spirit Halloween store? That would be kind of fun. You're like,
that
sitting
would be
in a,
super useful.
Sitting in a booth. Smoking a cigarette with your decaf coffee.
Like coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah, and you're just, checking between the Woody or Buzz Lightyear costume that you want.
Yeah, because used to be a Sherry's in Newburgh. And I think they were one of the ones that was caught up in the gambling paperwork not being filed properly.
Everything is gambling, man.
It is. It all comes back to gambling.
It's so funny, man. I already knew everything was kind of gambling, you know, like, being a P1 of this show and just being a sports fan in general, you know, every single place I go to is like, well, here's the spread, here's the line, here's some prop bets. But boy, once the Chauncey thing blew up and, you know, people are now in jail and I'm reading about Terry Rozier every day and Ty Lue and Antonio Gates and Chaunce and all that stuff. Boy, I feel like if aliens came down, they would look at us and be like, why are you guys obsessed with this? You know, how did it start? You know, how did the obsession really start? Do we blame? Is this a Frank Sinatra problem? Is this the Rat Pack and making Vegas cool? Bugsy Siegel?
I found one. There is one in Wilsonville on a different exit.
Boom. Do it.
So there you go.
My kids think going to Spirit Halloween store is like a rite of passage. They all have their costumes, but they want to go.
I mean, well, yeah, there's cool stuff in there.
There is cool
There's
stuff.
Cool stuff in there.
There's cool stuff in there.
Sorry, I just got derailed. That's where you can get a lot of you can get some costumes and stuff like that, but you can also get like the super big like animatronic stuff that you put out in front of your house.
Oh yeah, like the skeletons and the fog machines.
I think it's a Progressive commercial they assembled one of those like animatronic ones, and it's like, I think we missed this step, and it's just like a skeleton twerking. Because it's just
shaking that booty,
just shaking booty.
Sorry, shaking the hips.
Yeah, and there's a mom and a kid walking by, and the mom like covers the kid's eyes, and I'm just like, I mean, did you assemble it wrong? Sorry, minor derailment.
Sometimes I see people with like Legos, and it's like supposed to be, you know, Elsa's castle, and they've turned it into the Millennium Falcon.
Oh yeah,
and you're kind of like, oh, that's cool.
I appreciate what you did there.
I like that. You know, why not? Why not? That's cool. Well, the Blazers won last night.
They made it a little scary.
Speaking
of spooky Halloween.
The refs were not helping the situation. I am not a referee guy. I don't like to lean on it, but
49 free throws is egregious.
49 free throws is egregious, and I know we sit here and, you know, we can laugh about this for a moment before we dive into the game about, you know, there are different rules for different players. I was not aware that there was the Kyle Filipowski rule for the Utah Jazz the same way that other people get it. I just used him as an example.
Yeah, no.
But Markkanen had 12 attempts.
Keyonta George had 15.
He went 100%. Good for him. But yeah, I don't like to be bang on the referee guy, but
they had a bad night last night.
The only time I'm bang on the referee guy is when you're taken away from like my viewing pleasure.
Yeah, I mean,
I notice you, I'm out.
It was a bit of a ref show last night. The thing that bothered me wasn't that it was so lopsided. I mean, that did bother me a little bit, but it was the inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I saw like probably a half dozen brush fouls, and meanwhile I'm seeing other guys getting the living crap smacked out of them. Like, Shaden got his head taken off once, and it was like, bro.
I mean, Denny basically got tackled to the ground.
Yeah, and they're like, no, he was vertical, and I'm like, no, he wasn't. He jumped into him, knocked him to the ground, and Denny just laid on the ground with his hands up like, are you kidding me? Now, credit to Walker Kessler. Walker Kessler's a dude, man. He's damn good.
That was one of my favorite parts about watching the Jazz game last night. I was like, man, look at all these guys where I know they went to school.
Yeah.
One of my good buddies and I, we play that game all the time. You'll just look at somebody and be like, Lowry Markkanen? And I'll be like, bro, Arizona. Come on.
Walker Kessler, Auburn. Yeah. You know, that Auburn team with him and Jabari Smith Jr., man, that was pretty damn good.
We love to play that game, and Utah is a really fun one for that game.
Yeah, the Ace Bailey Rutgers, you know what I mean? Like, Rutgers?
But we'll know that because, you know, he's a top 10 pick. Yeah. You know, we'll know that. Two guys out of Rutgers that year.
Cody Williams?
For the first time ever.
Cody Williams? I don't know.
Cody Williams went to...
They put a lot of pros out in the NBA in the last 5 years.
Colorado. That's right.
Him, Jabari, Tristan Da Silva, Bufkin. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of guys that have come out of there.
Yeah, I know. I watch a lot of Colorado basketball. I should have known that because I watch Pac-12 basketball.
Yeah, they got a lot of dudes.
I still watch Pac-12 basketball. Yeah. But one thing that I thought was really nice, obviously from last night, Shaden got it going. Denny is really good. But I think the biggest thing, and I think anybody that watched that game can take away from it, is that Jrue Holiday is. Thanks for being a Blazer, bud.
Really good.
Yeah, thanks for being a Blazer.
Look, I know everybody gets mad at me when I toot my horn. Toot, toot.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's exactly what this team needs, especially down the stretch. You know, I don't need him to go off for 27 every night, but that
he can be.
And being that calm, cool down the stretch, he's like, inbounds the ball to me. Don't worry. I will make free throws. Everything is going to be fine. And that's just such a breath of fresh air, especially for... You know, young teams like this one that, you know, you expect to struggle from time to time. This is a game that I think the Blazers last year lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
The steadiness of Denny, Jrue, and Jeremy is huge for this team right now.
The shock factor for me of any NBA team losing when they're up by 20 is gone. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Because
it's a game of runs.
Everybody says, oh, it can't happen. Did you see what the Nuggets did last night? They came out in the second half, and they went on a 29-2 run against the Pelicans and erased them.
Yeah, it just kind of happens. I mean, it pissed me off when I first started watching it because I was like, "What? How is this possible?
Guys,
is this
an ever thing? They're just better at offense now."
Yeah, and so now I'm kind of used to it. So I wasn't necessarily concerned about losing that 20-point lead that the Blazers had last night, but it's how you close it out because I'll double down on this team loses that game last year.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think the veteran presence of Jrue Holiday and, you know, another year for Denny, another year for Tumani. You know, Donovan Clingan doesn't have the best stat sheet from last night, but he was effective. He was disruptive at times. Like, I was happy to see that.
You felt his presence.
Felt his presence.
That's the thing, is three blocks. Like, he you know, he controlled the paint. Again, the fouls kind of, I think, limited some of their physicality. But what the Blazers did last night, you saw a recipe for success yet again. We talk about identity so much on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you're out yesterday, I kind of ran down the stats. They are the number one team in the NBA at turning teams over, and they forced the Jazz and another team five straight games of forcing opponents into 20-plus turnovers.
That's amazing.
They have a turnover rate of over 22%, and they're getting in transition. They took 55 threes. 55 threes. They went. If I told you on any given night, the Blazers—
I hate it, if I'm being honest.
It didn't feel like they were taking that many because there's so many possessions. They got 96 shots up. Now, more than 50% of their shots came from three. But think about this. The Blazers' recipe for success is they take 96 shots, the Jazz take 84. They take 27 free throws, which on most normal nights, that's a good night. But the problem is the Jazz go plus 22 from the line attempts.
And so, you're already at 25, 27, whatever it was last night. That's not bad. That's your average. But if someone's putting 22 more on you, that's the 20-point lead right there.
That's legitimately the lead. That's the difference because they go 41 of 49. So they shoot 84% from the line on 49 attempts. That's great. But the Blazers shoot 48% from the field, 38% from three, 85% from the free throw line. So you almost go 50-40-90, and you get a high volume of threes, you get a high volume of free throws, you turn the other team over 20 times. Like, that's the recipe for success. Mm-hmm. That's, if you want to know what this identity is, it's force turnovers, get out and run, get more shots up, get more threes up. They are playing a math problem, but from a different angle.
Yeah, my only concern sometimes, and this is, I'm definitely nitpicking here on somebody like Denny Avdija, is I love when he drives to the basket, create that contact, you know, create that disruption, that fast pace that we keep talking about this team's been playing with this year. I get squirmy when he shoots the ball. And I don't know if that's just an early season thing for me or not really fair, but I get a little squirmy when he shoots the ball. I like that he creates. I don't necessarily love it when he finishes not at the hoop.
I mean, to start the season, now through five games, he's shooting 48% from the floor, 38% from three, and 81% from the line.
Oh, like, I'm not saying it's a stat thing by any means. For some reason, it's a visual thing.
It's an aesthetic thing?
Yeah, okay. Like, I love him going through the paint and just being angry.
Because
like,
he's just a truck going to the
rim. And we talked about this after the first two games, that the offense is clearly kind of designed for Denny to do that stuff. Yes. Yeah, it's very centric on that. That I want him to do that and kick it out to a Shaden to kind of take that shot. Let Tumani try to get going and take that shot, or Jeremy off the bench, etc. One of my other great takeaways from this game last night, and I don't know where you are on this, boy, I feel like we all made a ton of fun of the signing of Blake Wesley at the beginning of the year. It was like, Dame's out, so we need some like garbage point guard to fill out the roster. Boy, he's been fun to watch.
Blake Wesley matters.
He's been really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. He's Rusty over there is going to buy himself a Blake Wesley jersey.
Oh, dads everywhere are getting Blake Wesley jerseys for Christmas. That is 100% a thing that's happening.
And he's been great, and I think that's, again, tying in with Drew, part of the great upgrade from last year. Mm-hmm. Because Scoot, I don't want to blast Scoot because we still have still have time to watch him develop and grow, and he's hurt right now. But with such a raw Scoot last year and an Anthony Simons, you're kind of missing that fluidity at point guard. Mm-hmm. And I think that is very much on display for this team. And that's my kind of basketball. Look, I'm the old school. My favorite basketball players outside of Reggie Miller are like John Stockton and Jay Kidd and Rajon Rondo. Yeah. Like, I love old school point guards.
I mean, which I'm Drew not, kind of fits into. Exactly. Now, he's not on the ball as much, but how he plays the game is very similar.
I am not, I'm not a hater, but I was never like obsessed with Steve Nash. I was never obsessed with Steph Curry.
Nash
because
is one
I was
of my
like,
point guards of all time.
You guys are great scorers, but I want my point guard dishing it. I want to distribute. I want Scottie Pippen. Were. If you're not a true point guard, I want you Scottie Pippen style.
Yeah.
Or like LeBron now. I love LeBron now as a point guard because that I'm just the old school point guard. So when I watch Drew and even Wesley to an extent, that's why Caleb Love drives me nuts, but I loved him in college.
Look, Caleb Love's gonna get him up.
Ain't no shot he ever seen he didn't like.
Nope. Real quick, Tiago Splitter last night. I loved what he did with a couple adjustments. Chris Murray's sick. Matisse gets hurts his thumb. We haven't got an update on it yet, but Matisse was
shaking. Shaden's kind of limping around.
Yep. But early in the game, he made a change, and he went with a Shaden-centric group that did not have another ball handler slash score. It was him, two, Blake, Wop, and it was Tease then Roops. If Shaden doesn't score, nobody scores.
Right.
And so what – this is the thing we've been talking about with Shaden, elevating him in the pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
You're the guy. Go do the thing. And when he was that's when he started hitting those threes. He started like, oh – I know where I fit in this. I'm at the top of the pole. I'm at the top of the pecking order. If I look around and I go, look, these guys are here to support me right now. And it simplified his process. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, boom, like the comfort level. I didn't even care if the ball went in. It was how comfortable and consistent he was taking his shots when he needed to, where he needed to. The flow and the rhythm for him was fantastic.
And I live in the world with Rust a little bit that this is why we like him in that main rotation and not being the main scorer, because if he's not on, you're in trouble, mm-hmm. to where I have more faith that Jeremy Grant's going to be on. I know that's where you and I differ a lot on this. But maybe that's what Tiago's testing out. Maybe he's saying, you know what? I do think this is the right move of keeping you and not having you be the focal point of the score. But where are you if you need to be the focal point of a score? Because, dude, if you're in shooting woes and you're a shooter, what's the best way to get out of it? Keep shooting.
Keep shooting. And if be you in put a spot in a, where you know you're going to get your shots because they're dependent on you to get your shots.
Self-inflicted pressure.
Yeah.
And I thought Shaden was really good at it last night. I hope his ankle is fine. But
sounds like he's okay.
But if he sits out tomorrow, which could happen, which would be a bummer because I'd love to see this team at full strength against Jokic. But if he sits out tomorrow, you're probably going to get your wish. You know, Jeremy will be in the starting lineup.
I wonder how they handle
just
that.
Just to see how that looks.
I wonder how they handle that. Do they keep Jeremy on the bench because Shea's only out for a game or so? Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I mean? It's something minor. And so if Chris is back healthy, Chris ends up starting and then Jeremy comes in for Chris or, yeah. you know, however that ends up working.
Or do you go really weird and you could go big, you know, throw Duop in there with Clint. I don't know. I think with Shaden out, I think against a team like the Nuggets tomorrow, you could get into some weird rotational thoughts if you wanted to. Look, and five games in the season.
And honestly,
why not?
It would be interesting to see what Tiago does. The other one was Tiago, you know, the Blazers were in their first, you know, real crunch time situation. Up three, playing defense. Tiago Splitter chooses to foul.
Mm-hmm.
Foul up three, under two to go.
And which I hate, but I'll give you respect for doing it.
It was... Let me put this in the notebook. This is what you did in this situation. Do you continue to do this? Do teams start anticipating this? Do you change this up depending on who you're playing? Mm. But it was a first like real like this is a there was two things last night. One, that Shaden rotation. Two, Tiago fouling up three. Those are the first two like flashing lights of this is Tiago Splitter.
Yeah. Starting to put his own stamp.
This is what he did in this situation.
And it's almost like his own analytics.
I mean, it's every coach has. Yeah. What's funny is Tiago has continued to make challenges in the first half, just like Chauncey has, which I know has irritated a lot of people. But it was like, oh, it's Chauncey's thing. It's like, no, it's a coach thing. It's a feel thing. And you know, some teams operate with very rigid with their rules of challenges. Mm-hmm. Some of them kind of baseball manager of like,
yeah.
you know what? That's my guy. He's real emotional about that. Sure, we should probably keep that. But I'm going to back my guy right here.
Yeah, I also thought Tiago being a lot more vocal at the end of the game was a nice breath of fresh air because I feel like Chauncey sometimes at the end of the game just kind of shuts up and lets people play, to where I am very much more of a Tiago yapping.
I mean,
kind of talking to people about what's going
against
on.
Golden State, he did the same thing when Golden State went to that zone. He was pointing and kind of miming everything that he wanted them to do and to change the attacks that they were doing. And he's very much a talker right there, which is kind of funny because when you talk to Tiago, he just talks like this and doesn't give you really anything. But no, there was Tiago putting not a, you know, he wasn't stamping passports, but you know, he's rubber stamping some things last night of what we could get out of that. So those are in the notebook of like, okay, I got that here for you. Let's see what this looks like later.
Good little win last night. That probably wouldn't have happened last year. So that's a nice thing to build your season on. They'll take on the Denver Nuggets tomorrow. We might get in a little bit of chatter on that, although it's a football Friday, so we'll see. Going into a nice Halloween game. If you're going to the game, good on you. That'll be fun. When we come back, the World Series heads back to Canada. Back to Canada, where the world intended it to be. Are they cooked? Are the Dodgers cooked? 10 Toes Down is coming up today at 12:15, so you can get those questions in if you like on the fan text line or the YouTube chat. And we'll ask you a quick, easy 10 Toes Down. Are the Dodgers cooked? We'll do that next, but there's Russ with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. I'm going to read some of your thoughts here, talking some Blazer basketball here. I also saw some clear coaching decisions from Splitter that I really liked. Inbound plays and out of timeouts. I really like what the Blazers did. I lost the rest of this. Solid. I think that's it. Solid. I think that's cool. I think the Blazers are in a very unique situation coming out of this, in the sense of, like, we get to watch, and we've talked about this off air and on air all the time. The coolest thing about Thiago is whether he turns out to be a great coach or not, whether he turns out to be the Blazer coach or not is beside the point. How many times have you ever seen somebody interview for a job with 81 games to go? You know, like what's his name in Denver?
Mm-hmm.
He got 20 games and a decent playoff run, and they gave him the job.
I think they got 4 games.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
The playoffs.
Yeah. So like maybe 20 total. No, not 20 total, but like 10, 15 total maybe. And he got the job. That's what we're used to. But to see somebody.
Well, Doc coming in and taking over for Griffin. He got fired. Was it right before or right after Christmas?
But Doc isn't a guy that's auditioning.
No, they brought in somebody that, you know, they could quote unquote trust.
So I think that's really fun. And to this other texter's point, who asks the question, what are the chances, likelihood that Thiago keeps the job? Does playing get him a good chance to stay on? They extended Chauncey with those expectations. And that's honestly, I expect the Thiago experiment to go well this year. I'm not saying like I think he's the greatest or the future Phil Jackson or anything like that, but what I've seen so far, I expect this to go well. I don't think any of us know that answer because we just don't know Tom Dundon, the future of Joe, the future of everything is so up in the air for better, for worse that I don't know how to, you asked me 10 toes on that. I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah. If I were a betting man, let's say Thiago helps make this team make the play in, but let's say they're eighth and they're in the upper seeds of the play in.
Mm-hmm. Does that really move the needle for you, being the eighth seed instead of the ninth seed?
I mean, I think it does at least a little bit, even though you're still in the play-in. Like, because if you're the eighth seed, you're probably relatively close to six.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? We're probably within like 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I would
probably,
imagine.
Yeah. And 5 games out of the sixth seed? That's not bad, man.
No, and with the expectations and like as bad as this whole Billups thing is and how it's lingering, it's how it's going to hang over the franchise for literal years. Like, it's a federal case. For those who aren't aware, like, this is not going away anytime soon unless Chauncey Billups decides to cop a plea deal,
mm-hmm.
which Mike Richmond had a a former member of the Department of Justice, special advisor, Danny Shulkin, I think was her name, on Locked On. Shut up, Mike, for that. It was a great guest. But she's worked on these cases before, and she like she's gone over the indictment. She's like, the preponderance of evidence here is like, mm-hmm. he's going to need to plea out of this. Otherwise, he's looking at like legitimate real prison time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's... That's the crappy part of it all. But it's going to linger over the franchise. So you have to almost look at Tiago's case a little bit differently, because he's not just coaching a basketball team. He's also having to manage a crisis,
mm-hmm.
and how these guys mentally and emotionally are going to react throughout the season.
That's the Phil Jackson aspect I was kind of teasing.
Yeah, there's a portion of that that's really there. So this isn't just like coming in and focusing on basketball. You know what I mean? Like there's more to it than this. It's you're part psychiatrist and you're part therapist and you're part mentor and you're part, you know, leaning on each other kind of, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot more stuff like that happens during regular season anyways, but it's mm-hmm. just amped up to the umpteenth degree. I think if you're done and if Tiago goes out there and not only does the expectations, I think the expectations coming into the year, I think if he meets those, he's far ahead because of the other stuff. But if he exceeds those expectations with all of this other stuff, mm-hmm. I think that lifts him up a ton. At least it would to me in my eyes. If I'm looking at this from the outside, I'm looking at that going, not only did he continue to meet expectations with this immense pressure and all this focus and intensity that was sitting on in the entire organization, he exceeded where you weren't even expected to meet those expectations anymore because of how crazy this all is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It would be a weird situation, too, if, say, that plays out that way.
And then you fire him?
But Dundon does what I think he's going to do, and that's clean house, whether it's fair to Joe or not. And I've talked about Joe frequently since we've been doing this show, that I don't know if I love what Joe's done, but I've been very, very happy with what Joe's done.
I mean, through the first five games, are you happy with Joe?
I mean, I'm very happy with Drew Holiday, I'll tell you that. Very, very happy with Drew Holiday. And so it would be interesting to fire the GM because you want to bring in your own guys, but end up keeping Tiago Splitter. Like, when has that ever happened? That someone comes in to clean house, but they say, you know what, this interim coach who wasn't really a part of the disaster that's been here, quote unquote, if you feel it that way, I'll keep that guy, but everybody else, you got to go. It'd be unprecedented.
It'd be, again, but so is this case.
It, without a doubt. It's something I've never, ever seen before. Real quick, and then we'll get out. I love Wesley's attitude. He wants to lock you up and take you out of the game. He plays angry. I've been pretty impressed with the small things Splitter is doing and paying attention to. But there is, you know, there is another kind of, you know, thought on the game last night that I do share sentiment with. Walking the ball up the court, running half-court offense, throwing the clock out with 3 minutes left in the game isn't how they were dominating and built such a big lead. It's like playing to prevent a loss. I agree. This team is a pace team, as we've talked about
many,
many.
There is something to that, but also...
You're also running out of gas, bro. What's the score?
It's not just that.
136, 134.
Not just that. If you
70 points in the first half?
79. But if you limit the number of possessions, you limit the number of opportunities.
For sure.
I get... I'm a big fan of the saying in football, prevent defense prevents you from winning.
Mm-hmm. Prevents championships.
It's something that I do believe in. But the math in basketball is so much math because of the way that possessions work. It's, you know, yes, there's a clock, but there's also a finite clock with the shot clock, and how that works, you can calculate it. Like, you can limit how many possessions they get. Now, when you do it, how you do it, that's certainly a question. But when you're up, you know, what were they up, 14, I think, at that point in time, the math mm-hmm. played out for them.
Yeah, if sometimes if you're in Madrid playing Real Madrid in the semifinals of the Champions League and you're up 1-0, it's not sexy, but it's time to park the bus.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to park the bus. I agree, though. Half-court offense for this team is not fun.
No,
it's not fun to watch.
But you also have to be
able
to...
They just don't have the shooters that we've been talking about to do that.
And you do have to find a way to get more comfortable in it. How do you get more comfortable in it? Well, when come crunch time, you find a way to execute.
All right, let's jump into Major League Baseball as the Toronto Blue Jays are sending this back to Toronto. One win away from one of the bigger upsets in World Series history that I can imagine. Will they pull it off? We'll go there next. 105.1 The Fan. Coming up in the hour number deuce, Reese Davis made some comments about the future of game day this year that perked my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the QB that nobody is talking about in college football. I was watching our friend Danny Cannell on the tube yesterday after a soccer game that I watched. Well, kind of watched. It was on while I was asleep.
Look at you. You're gone for one day and immediately, you know, soccer.
plus poking the bear and web gem. Mm. So a loaded second hour. We'll have 10 toes down at 12:15, as we always do. You ask us something, and we have to unequivocally answer that with 10 toes down. Full beliefs in your life. Halloween's
coming. Who's the Heisman Trophy winner?
Don't ask me that question.
Need to ask it.
You know, any Halloween, we could do a Halloween edition of 10 Toes Down as we did on Consultation.
Ooh, best Halloween candy.
Ooh, could do that. Could do that. My son would argue.
Russ perked up there.
My son would argue it's any of them. Mm. He is trying to debate with me, is he allowed to use his hockey stick, because he is Happy Gilmore for Halloween, if he can use his hockey stick to hit back any toothbrushes or pencils that he gets
from
houses, if he can use the hockey stick to shove it back in their
face. How much of a nerd are you as a parent? Where you're like, here, you know, you got all that candy. Here's a toothbrush. Like, how dare you?
Yeah.
You want to know what it's like growing up with a dad as a dentist? Oh God,
you were the nerd family, weren't you?
My dad gave. There was a few years he gave away toothbrushes.
I would just do both. If you want to do the toothbrush, like, do both. Don't give away sours and like the gummies and the candy corns. Give a little chocolate.
Did Dad put a business card in there too?
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
My wife used to do that with her business card.
She'd
make little Halloween, you know, like gift bags with a few pieces of candy in there and staple her business card on it.
I would do that if you're like passing out beers for the adults. Like, you could pass out beers for the adults, but here's my card as well.
Mm-hmm. Because you can get those custom beers now, right? The little label makers for like a bunch of the microbreweries. You can get the custom designs on your beer can, right?
Say that again. Sorry.
There's a couple of microbreweries that allow you to do like the custom order beers, like where they print stuff on the beer for you. I've seen them for like weddings and stuff like that.
Oh,
like the custom labels.
Yeah. Oh, I think you, as far as my knowledge goes, you would have to know somebody.
Mm.
Like, I don't think that's just like a service opened up. Now, there might be people that
there are some companies,
but I don't know anybody
that
locally that's like, we'll make a label for you, whatever you want. Yeah. Fill out this and email info@harrisbrewing.com.
You know what I mean? Do something. If you're going to do something like that. But also, if you're going to hand out a toothbrush, you should probably put a business card on it so they know you're a dentist and not just a huge dork.
Not just a loser.
Yeah.
And also, if in this day and age you are still handing out like Good and Plenty's or Necco wafers, you can go screw yourself.
You know what? I don't like black licorice, but I got a soft spot in my heart for a Good and Plenty.
That's disgusting.
Just a little tiny box. Not the big box.
So
you know what I'm talking about? Like the little matchbox one? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Those
always
went straight in the trash.
That's gross.
The hard candy into the licorice was always like I like to like chew the candy off the outside. And then get to the licorice.
I feel sick.
That's a very specific sociopathic behavior. I'm aware.
Blue Jays win last night, 6-1 against the Dodgers in L.A. Go up 3-2, force this World Series back to Toronto. Fun little stat I have for you. Since 2014, only one team has won the World Series on their home field.
Mm.
It was the Tejas Rangers. Everybody else has won away. Isn't that wild to think? Toronto has the opportunity to do it. Tomorrow in Game 6, they will throw Kevin Gausman on the mound against Yoshinobu Mariotto.
Hmm.
And we'll see how that goes. But, dude, this series, we don't have much baseball left, so get it in while we can.
A max of two games.
This series has been absolutely, from a nerd perspective, you know, we're talking about nerds here on Halloween. From a nerd baseball perspective, dude, I don't understand this World Series at all.
I mean,
I don't. Trey Savage, like, what's up, dude? Are you the next coming of Roger Clemens?
Did you see the stats that came out of that? He had 24 swing and misses.
Yeah.
It's the most in baseball since 2015, if I remember right, what that Passan had in there. Not in the playoffs, like not in like this, that, or the other, but it's like the most in baseball since then.
Well, and then there's just something about, I never thought, because I kind of lived in a world where I didn't think there was a way, like a certain path to beat the Dodgers, not like how you construct a team.
It's called Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, it was just like have a dude who's a dude and then he takes over. Kind of like what the Dodgers do with Shohei, just have a dude that takes over. But dude, this hard hit ball thing, this making contact, this not a ton of flyouts, putting it on the ground, it is a real thing for Toronto.
Oh, it is.
And Blake Snell, who just steamrolled himself through to this point, has been bad because they're getting hits off of him, and it's just inducing contact and eventually wearing you down. I also saw this stat last night after Banda gave up a hit. late in the game. The Toronto Blue Jays against left-handed hitters, left-handed starters, excuse me, 384, five home runs, 19 runs, and a 1.129 OPS. Like, they're just hitting.
Raking
lefties. They're just hitting. And if, unless Yamamoto goes out and does what he did last time, and dude, this is Toronto's. Well,
unless Yamamoto does what he does last time and the time before.
If he does that, dude, you can stamp him World Series MVP.
Yeah, I mean, and when, to be honest, after the last two games, he might have to.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
With the way Toronto's hitting the ball, I think they have to.
He's their only choice right now. He's their only shot.
Help me, Obi-Wan Yamamoto.
Because Blake Snell's not getting it done. Glasnow's not getting it done. Mm-hmm. Shohei.
Got roughed up.
I mean, the real egregious that they're going to have to look at if the Dodgers do end up losing this game, and we'll come back Monday and reassess the World Series, as game six is tomorrow and game seven is on Saturday.
If necessary.
And of course, that game will be on at the same time as the Timbers game will be on at the same time I will be at a football game.
Oh, come on. You're going to have your phone on Series game.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be at the game and enjoy it. I might record it and watch it later.
You're going to watch the World Series when you're in the stands because the Cougs are going to be up comfortably and you're going to be hammered.
Fingers crossed. But the Dodgers are going to ask a lot of real questions at the end of this series, like Mookie Betts, like brother,
he disappeared.
There are few people in baseball I love more than Mookie Betts, and you are just MIA. He said it last night. No. He's like, I've been bad, and it's like being bad is nice to yourself, buddy. You've been MIA.
234 average, 319 on base percentage, 328 slugging.
That's awful. And give Robert some credit. He's moving the lineup around, trying to find a way for Mookie to get high.
Yeah,
and
he put Will Smith in front of him and be like, hey, Smitty's raking. Let me put him in front of you, so they got to go to you.
Here's some protection, yep. And it's not there. It's not there. Mm.
It's tough.
You think they're cooked? Think this is a Toronto?
No, because they got Yosh in the mound.
Yeah. And then game seven, anything happens.
Glasnow
starts, Shohei out of the bullpen.
I mean,
Kersh for an inning.
I mean, literally everything's on the table. That's the great thing about game seven in baseball. There's nothing to hold on to.
Especially in the World Series.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's nothing in the World Series. Game seven in the World Series, there's no tomorrow, man.
When was the last time we got a game seven of the World Series? Is it 2016?
Yeah, I was going to say 15.
2016 is Cleveland.
Yes, there you go.
We lost to the Cubs in game seven of extra innings. Tell me when you've heard that one before. I mean, I'm rooting for seven games.
At this point, I don't want, not only that, I don't want to, you know.
I know we're over it, but like a quick little tangent here. I don't know if this is just me as a weird baseball fan.
I mean, yes.
But I should be sitting here on the precipice of like the Blue Jays taking down the Dodgers.
The evil empire.
And it almost feels wrong to me. It feels like the Dodgers should win.
Because they're so likable.
And I watch these games and Toronto's up, you know, 3-1. It's 3-1 in the fifth, and I'm looking at this game like, Dodgers got to come back, right? And then they lose, and I'm like, why am I sad right now?
Because the Dodgers
I'm not a Dodger fan.
No, it's because they're so damn likable. Like, look, it's Freddie Freeman. It's Mookie Betts. It's Shohei Ohtani.
It's Yamamoto. Yamamoto. I love Glasnow.
Like, it's not the Yankees or the Red Sox that, not just because they're West Coast guys, that we hate them. It's just like, those teams were full of jerks.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Dodgers, it's all incredibly likable dudes.
Yeah, I've never been sad about a dynasty not happening.
You know what I mean? Like, and yet, you know, when Freddie hit that home run the other night, I tweeted out, Freddie!
Yeah, I know.
Like, my family's all Dodgers fans, but like, I was excited because I was like, hell yeah! Like, there's just something about this Dodgers team that, unless you're, you know, a Giants fan, you're like, yeah,
Padres.
Dude. I mean, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they're a really, really, really likable team with so many stars where everyone, you know, kind of outside of Mookie has had moments. I mean, Shohei is maybe the best baseball game we've ever seen.
Not maybe, it is.
Freddie has the walk-off home run in the 18th inning.
Only guy with two walk-off home runs in World Series history.
And yet we haven't seen Mook.
Also, you Savage did for a rookie pitcher last night. First thing since like 1948.
Yeah, Tungsten Armo Doyle. Yeah, it's one of those things.
One for the ages. One for the ages, that's for sure. Game six tomorrow night on Halloween, and if there's a game seven, we'll be in November, paging Derek Jeter.
Number two.
All right, when we come back, it's college football in the hour number deuce. Reese Davis had some comments on game day that made me go, stick with us. We're having fun. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.